Having discussed one, and most importantly, the primary source of comfort and relief, which is having a shared suffering with Christ, he presents a second aspect, that the disciples' salvation was obtained in this manner. "Do not be discouraged," he urges, "nor be daunted and fearful because we are tormented, for this very situation should instead be a reason for your encouragement, for if we did not suffer, it would have led to the downfall of you all." "How so?" "Because if we had not preached to you the word due to lack of courage or fear of danger, by which you learned the truth, your status would have been dire." Do you see Paul's intensity and fervent argument again? The very things that alarmed them, he uses for their consoling. For he says, the greater the severity of our persecution, the stronger your optimism should be. Because in proportion is the intensification of your salvation and comfort. Because what is as comforting as having obtained such blessings through preaching? Then, so he doesn't appear to be complimenting himself alone. See how he includes them in these appreciations. He adds to the words, "Whether we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation, which works in the patient enduring of the same sufferings that we also suffer." Later on, he makes this point more evident, saying, "As you are partakers of the sufferings, you also partake in the comfort." But here too he makes a reference to it in his words, "the same sufferings," thereby including them in what he says. Because his point is, your salvation is not just our work, but yours too. Both we suffer while we preach the word to you, and you endure the exact same hardships in accepting it. We to give what we received, you to take what is given and not lose it. Now what humility can top this, considering that he elevates those so far beneath him to the same level of endurance? He says, "which worked in enduring the same sufferings." Hence, your salvation doesn't just come through belief, but also through experiencing and enduring the same challenges with us. Like a boxer is admired when he only presents himself and is well prepared, demonstrating his skill inwardly. But when he gets into action, bearing punches and striking his opponent, then he truly shines most, as his training is put into full action and his expertise is patently displayed. Similarly, your salvation is more actively showcased, magnified, and increased when it is enduring, when it suffers and handles all situations gracefully. Thus, achieving salvation doesn't involve doing wrong, but enduring the wrong. Furthermore, he mentions which is achieved, not which works, to imply that along with their willingness, grace present in them significantly contributes to their endurance.